Today, cash is really, really important. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to his post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Today, I'm joined by Jason Bryce. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Martin. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you very much for coming on. And you sent out a release quite recently under the cashwelcome.org banner, which I thought was a really interesting observation as to the importance of cash. And I wanted to explore that with you a bit today.
Great.
So let's start at the beginning. You know, over the last decade or so, some would say that cash is being squeezed out of the economy, partly because the banks are saying digital is better. Then we have, of course, the COVID scare. But the fact of the matter is that cash and access to cash remains really, really important, doesn't it?
It does. And I think there's been a bit of a turning point, maybe a tipping point, where we've got to the stage of maybe a year ago, people were regularly predicting the death of cash. Now, we're at the stage now where we can say that has been greatly exaggerated, to borrow a common phrase, and that really is not an accepted wisdom anymore. People are increasingly, the media, institutions, increasingly recognising that cash is here to stay for good, forever. The RBA, the USA, Europe, Japan, all these big democracies are moving to entrench the role of cash in their economy to protect the rights of people to access and to use cash. Now, that is not happening in some other parts of the world, notably China, where there's a social credit system being introduced in conjunction with cash being taken out of the economy. So that's a model that we want to stay away from. That's a model where there's no privacy, where the state is part and parcel of all our lives. Every transaction we make is recorded, and you are given some kind of score that rates you as a citizen according to what you buy and sell. Now, here in Australia, we're hoping that the government will move towards, well, the direction that Europe, New Zealand, the USA, these other big democracies are recognising that there's a real important role for cash. And of course, there's now more cash in circulation in Australia than at any time in history. The interest rates are low. People see cash, particularly $100 notes, $50 notes, as a great store of value. So there's now more notes out there being issued by the Mint and the RBA than ever before. So Australians love cash. The ATM industry all report that since the depths of the COVID lockdowns in mid sort of 2020, ATM withdrawals are trending up again. So Aussies love cash. Certainly in New Zealand, when lockdowns finished, there was a surge in cash withdrawals. And in fact, some ATM companies reported that their machines were running out of cash on the first and the second day after lockdown finished in New Zealand. So yes, there was some concern early on, but all the health authorities have now recognised that there's no COVID outbreak being linked to the use of cash. There's plenty of academics out there prepared to say you don't need to worry about spreading viruses with cash. COVID and viruses and transmitting those kind of viruses is all about airborne particles, is not really about surfaces. If you've got good hand hygiene, if you're separating money handling from food handling, and so far there's been no recorded case of getting COVID from handling cash. So we think, and Australians think, that there's a future for cash that's going to go on and on and on, and that cash is here forever.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. If you go to New Zealand just briefly, they did a big research program, the Reserve Bank in New Zealand, and it was very interesting how they've come out and clearly said that for them, cash is going to remain a critical component within the community. They're going to make sure that cash is still acceptable and accessible in the community. And, you know, I have to say that the Reserve Bank here has been a little bit coy, but even they've come out recently and said, yeah, no, this is important. Cash is still an important part of the economy.
That's right. The RBA has come out and said, well, they've hosed down the idea of a digital currency, the need for a digital currency. They've said that the cash economy is working well. They have not gone as far as the RBNZ. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand has set up a department of cash to have a look at the and to work with the industry, to work with the ATM industry and all the other stakeholders in the cash economy, including banks, to make sure that everybody's got a right to access cash. It's all right to talk about cash, but where are you going to get it? So ATMs have got to be accessible. There's got to be, we can't just close down ATMs in rural areas, or there's got to be some kind of plan to be able to make sure that people can access cash and that we don't just get herded into a surcharge. Well, every time you make a digital transaction with your card or your phone, somebody's clipping the ticket on the way through. That's one issue. That's one big issue. The other issue is your privacy. Somebody's tracking what you buy. And so those two big things are two big concerns about the cashless economy. And of course, if you don't have access to cash, that's, you know, if you don't have a local ATM or a local bank branch, then you're going to get herded in, maybe against your will. And your privacy is going to be trashed, and you're going to end up being forced to pay surcharges. Now, surcharges. Let's say you go out to a restaurant. You end up paying maybe the bill's $100. Let's say. Now, if you go to an ATM and withdraw $100, you're liable to pay zero fees. Maybe you go to an independent ATM and withdraw $100, and you'll pay $2.50, $2.80 from an ATM that's not owned by your bank. That's you're going to complain about that. That's a fee slug, and fair enough, you've got a right to complain. But you've got the choice. Okay, I'm going to pay that $2.50, and I'm going to get my $100. Now, if I'm forced to pay my $100 restaurant bill, I'm going to pay around that amount of money. And if it's more, like for instance, let's say you pay for a restaurant bill for say 10 people, you might be paying $500. Then you're paying up to $8 in card fees on a credit card. So I can get $500 out from an ATM for $2.50, but I can't get $500 transaction on my MasterCard, Visa card, Amex for under about $7 or $8. So the fee thing is a big, important issue, especially if we're going to be herded into cashless transactions and have no choice. The RBA says every merchant must provide a surcharge-free way of paying for goods and services. Now, that is generally happening, but we've all seen examples. I certainly have. I get sent examples all the time. I got one the other day. Somebody who was going through Sydney Airport was told, oh, at the duty free, no, we don't accept cash, only cards, and there's a card surcharge. Now, the RBA would say that's not really allowed to happen. Mm-hmm. So what's happening at the point of sale is not strictly legal in a lot of situations. And we're just saying we've got a right to use cash, we've got a right to our privacy. And as long as the transaction is legal, nobody's got a right to question what we're spending our money on.
Absolutely. And it's interesting, of course, if you think of the bushfires a year ago, when the power went out for days and all the phone towers went down, we saw lots of people who had these plastic cards and digital wallets and things, but had no ability to make any payments at all. So it underscores the importance of cash in an emergency situation,
and also as a backstop.
Well, yeah, it is. It is absolutely reliable. And you know, it's interesting. In the release, you actually went through a whole series of technical failures over the last few months in terms of different parts of the payment system.
Yes, and I just had another look to it this morning before we got in there. So NAB had a problem on Australia Day. ANZ, Westpac have all had problems in the last week. But the Tyro issue has affected thousands of merchants right through January. And I noticed yesterday they advised the ASX that those problems are still not resolved, that there's still hundreds of Tyro merchants with terminals that are not working. 640-odd do not have a working Tyro terminal. There's another 1,500 or 1,600 who, with multiple terminals where one isn't working. Tyro is now telling the ASX that many of our merchants have equipment that's more than 6 years old, and we're encouraging our merchants to upgrade. Okay, well, I'll tell you what never goes out, and that's cash. You can rely on it. You can have it in your pocket. Retailers are finding out that if they've gone down the cashless route, they are so vulnerable to outages. And we call it the FPOS system, but it's the bank's run system. Tyro is a bank for retailers. So the banks have got to, well, it's practically impossible to provide a service that's always up and running 100% of the time. So everybody, retailers, shoppers, what we're saying is have cash, have $100 in your pocket. You're going to get caught out eventually. You're going to have a trolley of shopping and you're going to get told, oh, I'm sorry, our computer system isn't working. And yes, the problem is that people will be left without food for the weekend, for the Australia Day holiday, or retailers will be left watching their customers walk out the door because their computer system is down. So we're saying, we're trying to get the word out there, don't forget to have $100 in your pocket just to be on the safe side. Look, we all love tapping, we all love PayWave. It's very convenient. But you know, your transactions are being recorded and you're vulnerable to system outages. You don't want to go hungry. You don't want to see your customers walking out the door. So we're just saying, good old cash is the most reliable form of buying and selling.
And of course, there was the cash ban last year, which of course got turned over. And we were actually quite heavily involved in trying to make sure that people still had the right to use cash for transactions over $10,000. And there has been a bit of a tussle between the banks who would like to remove cash out the system because it costs and et cetera, et cetera. But from a consumer perspective and from a business perspective, you know, cash is really, really important. Now, you've got a petition running at the moment. Let's just talk about that briefly.
Say no to the cashless society. That's what our petition is called. It's on change.org. We've done hardly any promotion. It's just been word of mouth, and tens of or 10,000 people have found that petition and signed it. So I urge everybody to get behind the petition, say no to the cashless society for all the reasons we've talked about, Martin. And in relation to the $10,000 cash ban, you know, not very many people are ever going to make a transaction over $10,000 in cash. But it's a signal issue. You know, it was kind of a signal that cash might be on the way out. So important that a majority of senators said no, passed a motion and said, stop, we're not going to accept this because it's a signal that cash is not so important. And to all those people who say, well, we're trying to cut down on the black economy, let's say you've missed the boat on that. Cash is not the problem with the black economy. The black economy has migrated online. It's in Bitcoin. It's in all the other weird and wonderful transactions that are completely going under the radar of the regulators. And apparently the banks don't seem to be capable of keeping track of it anymore either. So cash is not the problem in reining in the black economy. cash is the mainstay of the real economy. And the $10,000 cash ban, the death of that, so important, and really turning the corner in our what we're saying, that cash is here forever. People trust cash. Cash is king, and it's not going anywhere.
Absolutely. And, you know, the fact is it's gives us more freedom. It gives us flexibility. Whilst, you know, there are some downsides of carrying cash around as well, the upside is huge. And that's why we think, and I personally think, that cash is really, really important. Now, let me just, as we close this out, Jason, make the point that, you know, cash or Welcome.Ort is connected to the ATM industry and what have you, isn't it? But we are looking at this really from a consumer and business perspective rather than just from an industry perspective.
Look, definitely. I've been in and around consumer issues as a journalist for many years. Yes, we're supported by the ATM industry, and the ATM industry is funding cashwelcome.org, so I'll be right up front with that, paying the bills. And what it's about is providing a voice for, well, we say, the RBA says in 2019, 6 million Australians rely and trust and use cash every single day. So at least 6 million Aussies are on board and don't want to see the end of the cash economy. And we're giving them a voice along with everybody else who trusts and loves cash.
Yeah. Well, Jason, thanks very much for that. We'll put a link to the petition below, and we'll be keeping an eye on this. And, you know, from a civil liberties perspective, from an economic perspective, and from a security and safety perspective, to my mind, cash is really an important element, and it should be there into the long and distant future.
Without cash, the economy is weaker. So that's the most important point, along with privacy, security, reliability, all these things, very important. Yes, we believe that cash will be here forever. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you very much for your time today. Really appreciated it. Thanks.